The Book of Burnout. What it is, why it happens, who gets it, and how to stop it before it stops you. Written by Bev Aisbert and read by Miranda Nation. As we have seen, burnout is most commonly associated with the workplace, or when a person takes on extra responsibility and feels overworked, overbooked, and indispensable. But burnout is far more nuanced than just being busy or overwhelmed by responsibilities. If we return to the World Health Organization's 2019 classification of burnout, a syndrome that results from chronic workplace stress that's not successfully managed, again, we see the focus is on the workplace. But anyone who has lived through the last few years can testify that burnout is more far-reaching and diverse in its impact than the above definition. COVID burnout is real, and it could be said that it is as much a pandemic as the physical version, affecting an entire population, regardless of whether or not they are in the office, even or especially if that office is at home. We'll explore COVID burnout later on, but it is clear from this example that there are many ways to burn out. Let's take a look at a few situations. Over it. Something that was once pleasurable now holds little joy because of overexposure. That's it. I've officially had it with drinking. Done to death. Repeating something too often until it becomes a chore. I used to love my hobby until I started doing it as a business. Unfinished business. Starting one thing, then moving on to another before the first one is finished. Too many irons in the fire lead to stress over uncompleted tasks. Push, push, push. This type of burnout can arise from a vicious cycle of feeding off adrenaline. Your dog tired, but you keep pushing on and can't seem to stop. Superhero syndrome. You make yourself indispensable, and so you become that. You are always on call and can never rest. Of course I can move that. Plagued by FOMO, fear of missing out. This means exhausting yourself by trying to keep up with current trends or fit in with the status quo. Must have, must do, must buy.